Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Another show almost to its completion. But there's time for your garden questions, our garden answers. If you've got a question, you can certainly give us send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can dial us up at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469 on the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at ProclamationGoods.com.
Absolutely, ProclamationGoods.com. And Holly, you have an announcement to make in regard to next year.
Yes, we are very excited to announce that our sponsor, Rootmaker, from Rootmaker.com, is coming back for our seventh season.
Yep.
And then they also supported us in our 2 years before radio on our podcast.
Yep, 9 years they will be with us. You can use coupon code GROW, or you can use coupon code RADIO22 to save 15% off your order at Rootmaker.com. Happy that they are returning for their seventh consecutive year. Longest running sponsor that we've had shows that the coupon code's working, that you are buying the product, and that they believe in what we are doing. Well, before we get to the question about Fleet Farm and FleetFarm.com, Holly, people are probably itching to know what this meat story is that you had.
Okay. Have. Okay. So back many, many moons ago when Joey and I were first dating, Joey was like, I'm going to cook you some dinner.
Uh-huh.
And he brought back straps.
Which is a part of a deer.
Of the deer.
Yeah.
And he cooked them for me, and it was like chewing on a leather shoe. And it was like probably, I don't know, like what, our fourth date or something?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, this is delicious. But it was not. It was not.
I mean, back straps are one of the most tender parts of the...
What did you do to
them? I don't
know.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But, you know, we're still together.
That was your meat story.
Yeah, that was my meat story.
All right.
You don't seem impressed by it.
No.
Somebody will like it.
Let's go to this question, which is sponsored by Fleet Farm and FleetFarm.com. My jack-o'-lantern pumpkins are ripe now. What do I need to do to keep them from harvest until Halloween? We're far away from Halloween right now. What can we do?
So you want to leave them on the vine as long as possible.
What if they've already harvested them?
Then you have some options.
Okay.
You can put them kind of like in a basement situation, or if you do have room in your fridge. The fridge might be a little bit too cold, probably around like 50 degrees. I don't know what a fridge temperature is.
34 to 38.
Okay.
Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius.
I don't know.
7 Celsius.
Yeah,
because we do have some Canadian listeners,
right.
So I don't know quite.
I don't know. Yeah. Depending on the size of the jack-o'-lantern, if you have enough room in your fridge anyway. But yeah, so you want to try to keep it in a very cool area with a good ventilation, and then you can take WD-40 and put a nice coating of that on there.
Okay.
Especially if they're still on the vine, you can do that because it'll prevent the animals from
eating them.
But then also that oil acts as like.
For people who may not want to use WD-40 for a variety of reasons.
Some people can use petroleum jelly.
Okay.
And then...
What you're trying to do is prevent that thing from breathing or potentially rotting, getting air to it. Okay.
You want to clog the pores, basically.
Clog the pores, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's hopefully that helps. And that also goes – and I know it's a guessing game. When do I plant my pumpkins in order to get them ripe, but I don't want them to – you know, your 90 or 110 days be the second week or the third week in October, and you get hit with a frost that first week, and your pumpkins aren't ready then. I think you'd much rather want to lean to, I've got them already ripe 6 weeks early rather than they didn't get ripe 2 weeks and now, you know, when I want them for the jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah,
if you're just meat pumpkins, it really doesn't make a big difference on that. All right.
I mean, you could just carve those pumpkins then.
Carve them now and then
go to the pumpkin farm.
And get new ones and figure out what you did wrong the first time.
There is some tips online on how to preserve your carved pumpkins. One includes things like putting in your fridge, but also like doing like a bleach spray. The bleach will stop.
Bleach dump.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. In your video, which we have many on our YouTube channel, which is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener, we've got 2,700 videos of in-studio video and in-garden and canning what you grow. Your video of canning what you grow, do you use certified safe recipes? Thank you.
Absolutely. So we use it, and actually just recently posted something on social media about this, because there's so many influencers now, and there's so many like
influencers are people who do
social media
for a living,
yeah,
and get paid by companies to
like TikTokers,
right.
All that.
I guess we're considered that because we have sponsors and advertisers. I don't know, but.
Somebody called me an influencer.
Oh, did they bring?
Yeah, I don't, whatever.
Okay.
I think they were just trying
But there's so much out there now.
Make me feel good. Yeah, there's a lot out
and
there.
And people will say whatever
right.
you will listen to in order to get the click.
I watched this quote unquote influencer uh-huh. can tomatoes, and they put the jars on their side, and I was like, what?
Well, people often flip them, and there's probably many of you listening that either have experienced it or may still do this, that once the jar comes out of the counter, they'll flip it on the actual lid itself.
But this was on the side.
Okay.
I don't understand that. But whatever. So, yes, our canning recipes are from either Ball Canning, University Extension,
SB Canning.
SB Canning, Taste of Home.
We don't just go.
We use like
this looks kind of good. We're going to add what we want to it. That is not how it's not how safe canning works. When you start adding what you want to it, that's how people get sick, or worse.
So you want to be a safe canner. You want to be a smart canner. And actually, I remember when I put that social media post out, there was a few people that commented about how they were nurses and they've treated people who had botulism, mm-hmm. and it's not pretty. So just because you know. Becky Sue, the influencer from Connecticut with her cute little kitchen, is like, you can absolutely can this. Where's her resource? You know?
And, right.
And you should ask these people.
Well, and let's just call it what it really is. There are some influencers, male and female, who are as popular as they are because of either the way they look or the way they dress. Regardless of the content in which they're providing, they get that it's the image appeal rather than the information appeal.
Absolutely. They have that appeal that, I don't know, whatever is that they feel is good. So,
since I brought that up, and we see this very frequently online because that's where we live, people will pull the cans out of the canner and flip them upside down on their lid, on the ring. Why do they do that? And absolutely it is wrong. And why is it wrong to do such? First, why are they doing that? And why is it so wrong? Why do you believe that they do this?
I know that back many, many years ago when people used paraffin wax to seal their jars, they would flip them over so the wax would guarantee to sit at the top of the jar, which would be the bottom of the jar, and you flipped it over.
Seal all the gaps. Yeah,
seal the gaps. I mean, we are so far removed from that. I mean, we're not so far removed from that generation, but we are.
Like science or not, science has said that this is not, don't do it.
Don't do it. Unless you're literally putting paraffin wax in your jars, which I don't think you
are. Is that even safe anymore to do?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You're not doing that. So don't flip your jars. And then the other reason is that if you still do that, some people have this theory that maybe it helps seal the jar. I'm not really sure.
You need the upright to allow the air, the headspace to vacuum seal or do what it needs to do. If you have all that fluid down there, you're not going to get a good seal. And some people will swear by it. It's not safe. Scientifically, it's not safe. Ball Canning says it's not safe. SB Canning, Home, everybody says it's not safe, so stop doing it.
Absolutely. So don't do that. So we have another question here from...
Yes, let's see here. How do you keep squirrels from eating the bird seed in my bird feeder? Well, good luck with that. No, there are bird feed mixes that contain habanero or chili powder mix. Birds cannot taste heat. Squirrels can. Deers can. So by buying or taking the bird feed that you have and getting an El Cheapo bottle of the hottest chili powder you possibly can and incorporating that outside with a respirator on because you don't want to ingest that because that will it'll burn your insides out. This should help deter the squirrels from eating the bird seed out of your bird feeder. There are companies that specifically make hot bird feed, bird seed, bird feed. It's called hot something.
Yeah.
And that will help get rid of them as well. and deter them eating your bird feed.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.